Rich Rollins being played about straight away by the 1987 Twins. As Joe Niekro swings into his windup and the pitch is swung on and grounded foul outside of third base. One ball and two strikes for Rich Rollins. The team from 1965 batting around in the first inning as they knocked Burt Blyleven out after two-thirds of an inning. And Niekro's pitch to Rollins. It's a swing and a miss, and he struck him out. Couldn't find that knuckleball, and Niekro has his second strikeout of the game. Two down for the 65 Twins here in the second inning. And it'll bring up Tony Oliva, who lined that single to right, scoring Valdespino, although the 87 Twins thought that they had him at the plate, but he was called safe by Greg Cox. Two out and nobody on. And the pitch by Niekro is cut on, and Oliva lines it hard, but right at Bernanski in right field for the out. Tony Oliva hit it hard, but Bernanski playing him perfectly, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Joe Niekro. And at the end of an inning and a half now, the 65 Twins lead the 87 Twins 4-0.
You know, Herb, you mentioned about Tom Kelly and Tim Laudner arguing with home plate umpire Greg Kosk on that first inning play on Oliva's hit to right field. Had the out call been made on Valdespino, Blyleven then got Killebrew on that fly ball to left field. He would have been out of the inning and would have survived the first, but he then gave up that home run to Jimmy Hall, and that really hurt him. So Burt Blyleven and the Twins almost out of that jam in the first inning.
That old axiom, maybe you call it a cliche, the game of inches. That's baseball, and that's what we had in the first inning, a matter of inches. And as you mentioned, Blyleven could have been out of the inning. So we go to the bottom of the second inning now, and leading off will be Kent Herbeck here against Jim Mudcat Grant. Herbie 1-for-4 in the first game of the series, and he looks at a strike on the inside corner. Nothing in one. Gary Guidi on deck and Randy Bush to follow. Herbeck 34 home runs during the regular season and 90 runs batted in. Takes the fastball a little bit low. One ball and one strike. Earl Batty doing the catching for the 87 Twins with Rollins, Versailles, Quillacy, and Killebrew in the infield. Allison, Hall, and Oliva in the outfield. And the pitch to Herbeck, it is swung on, and he lines it out over second base into center field for a base hit. 87 Twins get their first hit of the ball game, and see a little more flurry of the homer hankies now as the 87 Twins get a base runner here to start the bottom of the second inning. Gary Guidi stepping up. Gary, who hit a two-run home in the first game of the series. And the first pitch by Mudcat Grant is swung on and fouled back to the screen. One strike to Guidi.
The origin of the homer hanky, a young lady at the Star Tribune, just decided that maybe the 87 Twins fans ought to have some sort of souvenir. So she developed the homer hanky, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, printing the hankies and making them and distributing them to all the fans here. And what a souvenir it is. I'm sure for years to come, folks are going to save those homer hankies, try to get autographs on them.
And the pitch to Guidi, a curveball over for a strike. It's 0-2 now, nothing in two the count. Rick Rennick coaching at third for the 87 Twins. Wayne Terwilliger at first base. Nothing in two to Gary Guidi. Mudcat Grant. Fastball, curve, and a changeup. And usually around the plate. Now the set by the right-hander in the pitch, and Guidi swings and hits a ground ball to short. Versailles up with it. Over to Quillacy for one. On to Killebrew, and they get the double play. Short to second to first. Double play. Two down now, and nobody on for the 87 Twins. Randy Bush will be coming up for the Twins here. Randy, the designated hitter. Batted 253 during the regular season with 11 homers and 46 runs batted in. And he swings and he misses at Grant's curveball on the first pitch. It's 0-1. No balls and one strike. 4-0 to 65 Twins leading last half of the second inning here at the Metrodome before a capacity crowd. And the pitch by Grant is the fastball low. One ball and one strike. Mudcat Grant, who just missed a no-hitter during the regular season. When he pitched his 14th complete game, he allowed only one hit to the Washington Senators. That was his 14th complete game of the year. And the pitch to Randy Bush is cut on and foul. Bounced down the first baseline. One ball, two strikes. Mudcat Grant, whose earned run average was 3.3. Mud needs one more win to reach 100 for his big league career. He's 199 and lost 79. And he throws a fastball low and outside to Randy Bush. Ball two and strike two. Two out here and nobody on. Grant has allowed only the one base runner, and he's been erased here in the second inning. Probably set by Mutt, and the pitch ended is a chain. Swung on and missed. He got him. He took something off the pitch. Had Bushy swinging ahead of it, and he struck him out. First strikeout of the game for Mudcat Grant. No runs, one hit for the 87 Twins. Nobody left on base. And the score now at the end of two innings here at the Metrodome. The 1965 Twins, 4, 87 Twins, nothing. Well, at the end of two innings now, the 1965 Twins with four runs and five hits. And the 1987 Twins, no runs and one hit. The 65 Twins batting around in the first inning. Big hit, a home run by Jimmy Hall. It reached the upper deck here at the Metrodome. So reliever Joe Niekro set to go now to pitch to the 65 Twins in the top of the third inning. And to tell us about it, here's John Gordon.
Thanks, Herb. Things are certainly looking good for the 65 Twins with that big fat 4-0 lead. And Harmon Killebrew stepping in to face Joe Niekro. Killebrew in his first at bat, out of fly ball to deep left field. Gladden caught the ball right on the warning track. And Harmon, who had that first game home run, stepping in to face Niekro. The first pitch to him is a knuckleball low, and it'll be one ball and no strikes. Harmon, a right-handed hitter, hits with plenty of power. And Niekro coming right back. He wastes a little time on the hill, and another knuckleball. This one is high, and it'll be two balls and no strikes the count. Twins playing Killebrew straight away and very deep bucket in center field, who normally does not play a deep center field, is way back there for Killebrew. And the pitch, here's a knuckleball fouled away. Harmon just got a piece of that one and fouled it off to the right. Down toward first base coach Jim Lemon. He plays the ball and throws it right back to Joe Niekro. Two balls and one strike to count to Harmon as Joe Niekro from Lakeland, Florida, into the wind. And here's the pitch. A knuckleball swung on and drilled to the gap in left center field. Puckett nor Gladden will get this one. It's going to roll all the way to the wall and picked up by Puckett and relayed in. And there's Harmon Killebrew standing at second base with a stand-up double to lead things off here for the 1965 Minnesota Twins. Boy, that was a solid shot. Harmon really got a hold of that one. Had he been able to lift it a little bit, he would have had his second Dream Series home run. Runner at second, and nobody out. And Jimmy Hall, who had a tremendous home run in his first at-bat, up into the upper deck off of Bert Blylevin, stepping in. Hall, a left-handed hitter facing Niekro, and here's the pitch. It is a ball low, a knuckleball misses, one ball and no strikes. Jimmy Hall, left-handed batter against Joe Niekro, and here's the delivery, a strike, a foul, just out of the glove of catcher Tim Laudner. And Hall didn't have a very good swing at that knuckleball, and just got a piece of it and fouled it into the glove, and then it popped out of catcher Tim Laudner. Jimmy Hall waiting that 1-1 pitch now from Joe Niekro. The outfield playing him straight away. And the pitch to Hall, a knuckleball hit high and deep to left. This ball is back, and here's Gladden backtracking to the wall. He's right in front of it and makes the catch. Now Harmon Killebrew is going to try to go to third. Here's the throw from Gladden, and it is in time. Killebrew is out. Oh, what a throw by Dan Gladden. He had a one-hop toss to Gary Gaetti, and they put the tag on Harmon Killebrew. That was a great throw by Dan Gladden. It's a double play and score at 7-5. Gladden to Gaetti.
And also a real good tag by Gary Gaetti as Harmon tried to come to the home plate side of third base with that hook slide, but Gaetti got the ball and quickly wheeled around and got the tag on Killebrew. So there's a real big out for the 1987 Twins.
Well, Harmon thought he had a chance. The ball was really hit to straightaway left and fairly deep, as mentioned. Gladden almost had his back to the wall for a moment, and as he got a one-step momentum to make that throw, he got it on one hop. A great throw by Gladden, and as you mentioned, Herb, a good throw by Gaetti. Here's Bob Allison now with the bases empty and two away. It's 4-0, the 65 Twins leading the 87 Twins, and Joe Niekro facing Allison in his first at bat. He drew a walk and came in to score a run. He scored on the single by Earl Batty. First pitch is a swing and a miss on that knuckleball. No balls and one strike. Bob stepping out of the batter's box, kind of shaking his head as Joe Niekro fluttered one up there, and Allison had a rather weak swing at it. No balls, one strike. Niekro into the line, and here's the delivery. A cut and a miss, strike two. And again, Allison chasing that knuckleball, not finding it, and it'll be a count of no balls and two strikes. Two down, nobody on. 65 Twins batting in the top half of the third, and they lead 4-0. They've out hit the 87 Twins 6-1 in this game. Jimmy Hall with a big home run. Two-run homer in the first inning. A big blow for the 65 Twins. Pitch is low and in the dirt. Knuckleball, and it'll be one ball and two strikes to count to the right-handed hitting Allison. Niekro ready now. He's working quickly into the line, and here's the delivery. A cut and a miss. Strike two. Struck him out with a knuckleball. Joe Niekro has his third strikeout. He gave up that leadoff two-bagger to Harmon Killebrew, but the great defensive play, gliding to Gaetti, cutting down Killer as he tried to move on to third base, and then the strikeout. No runs, one hit, nobody left. The end of two and a half, 65 Twins lead 4-0.
Well, among the dignitaries here at the Metrodome tonight, Baseball Commissioner Peter Uberoth, along with Minnesota Governor Rudy Perpich, and former Vice President Walter Mondale watching the ball game. And before the game, owner Carl Pollad throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. The next game at the old Metropolitan Stadium with Les Straker scheduled to go against Camilo Pascual in the third game out of the series. Right now, Jim Mudcat Grant has breezed through the first two innings, and Mud had a lot of games like this during the regular season, and we mentioned earlier he's the type of pitcher who doesn't like to throw a lot of pitches in a ball game, and he hasn't had to throw very many so far in the first two innings. Now he's got the bottom third of the 87 Twins in the bottom of the third. John?
That was an interesting dialogue before the game with Carl Pollad and Governor Perpich. The governor was kidding him. He said he'd like to throw out the first pitch. Of course, you know those politicians, they always like the limelight. And the governor just kind of kidding Carl a little bit, saying he'd like to get out there and throw out that first pitch. But that's the gov for you. He's always, of course, trying to get into the limelight.
Governor got an intentional walk tonight.
Here is Brunansky to lead off for the 87 Twins. Tommy in his first appearance tonight, 0 for 4 in game one yesterday. And here's the pitch, a Mudcat Grant fastball that catches the inside corner. Strike one called, no balls and one strike. Brunansky, a big fella, stands very tall on the right side of the batter's box, facing Mudcat Grant. Mudcat, who, of course, is a great entertainer. He had that group Mudcat and the Kittens, and they've done quite a bit of entertaining during the course of the offseason last year. And the pitch is a ball high, one ball and one strike. Mudcat Grant to Tom Brunansky. I heard earlier that Mudcat is trying to get a billing on the Ed Sullivan Show. Now, whether or not he's going to make it or not, Herb, remains to be seen.
Well, I don't think this series is going to hurt him any either, especially if he pitches well.
All this national exposure, you're right. It's a count of one ball and one strike to Tom Brunansky. Here's a fastball swung on and lined to center field for a base hit. Solid knock for Tom Brunansky. Boy, he had a good wood on that one. He has his first Dream Series hit, a single to center. Let's see if the 87 Twins can move him around now. As earlier, Herbeck got a leadoff single in the second inning and was out in a double play off the bat of Gary Gaetti. Greg Gagne stepping in. Gags playing last night in the game one of the Dream Series, went 2 for 5. Here's the pitch to Gagne, a high fastball inside. Well, that one almost hit him, and a count of one ball and no strikes. Twin shortstop Gagne batting 1-0 with a runner at first, Brunansky, nobody out. And here's the pitch to Gagne. Here's a little soft pop-up. This one's going to drop in. It'll go into left center field. Gagne with kind of a looping Texas League single just over shortstop Versailles and into left center field. So the 87 Twins start the third. Looking like they mean business here. Back-to-back singles by Brunansky and Gagne. And with runners at first and second and nobody out, Tim Laudner is going to be the batter. Timmy, 2 for 4 in yesterday's game. 12 hits for the 87 Twins in Dream Series Game 1. And Laudner stepping in, ready to face Jim Mudcat Grant. He'll work from the set with two runners on and nobody out. And the pitch, it is low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Tim Laudner, who in 1982... hit over 40 home runs at Orlando. He's always been known as a home run hitter after that great season in the minor leagues, but has not really materialized as a big home run hitter in the major leagues. Here's the pitch, a foul back to the netting, and a fastball ripped back to the netting by Laudner. One ball and one strike. Tim Laudner batting with two on and nobody out. And the pitch to Timmy. Here's a fly ball into medium left field. Not very deep. Allison coming on. He's calling off Versailles, the shortstop who's out. The catch made by Allison. The runners will hold. And it is going to be a count of or a one out and runners at first and second still for the 87 Twins. Dan Gladden stepping in. Gladden batting for the second time. He grounded out very routinely, third to first. Rollins to Killebrew in his first at bat in the first inning. And here's the pitch to Gladden. He hits a little number right back to Mudcat Grant. Grant spinning and throwing to third, and they get Brodansky in a force. Oh, what a play by Mudcat Grant. Looked for sure that he was going to go to first base. Then all of a sudden he made a very quick spin and threw on to Rollins at third, and they get the force on Brodansky. That was a real surprise play there, Herb.
Yes, it was. With one out, you figure that he might take the safe out going to first base, but apparently, I don't know if Killebrew or Earl Batty yelled to him or whether he did it on his own, but he decided to fire that ball to third base to Rollins, and they got Brodansky on a close play, but a big play too for Jim Grant, because that keeps the runners at first and second.
Yeah, it sure looked like Mudcat was going to go to first. He played the ball very easily, and then all of a sudden he made just a quick spin move and fired to Rollins at third, and they got Brodansky sliding in. Could develop to be a big play. Al Newman stepping in. Allen, his first at bat, bounced out to second baseman Quillacy and is 0-for-1. Batting left-handed against the right-hander Mudcat Grant. 4-0, 65 Twins leading, two away, two on, runners at first and second. And the 87 Twins have very good speed on the base paths right now. Greg Gagne and Dan Gladden, both of them run well. Pitch to Newman, pop foul over toward the third base dugout. Here's Rollins going over, and he runs out of room. Oh, that one just behind Governor Perpich, sitting in the stands with former Vice President Walter Mondale. He almost had a chance for a souvenir baseball there, but the ball about 3-4 rows up in the box seats. One strike to count to Newman. Mudcat Grant trying to work out of this third inning jam. 4-0, 65 Twins lead. Here's the pitch, high, a ball. Good stop by Batty. Had to reach up for that one. The runner's holding, and it'll be a ball and a strike. Al Newman batting with two away, and Al trying to get a run across as the 87 Twins trail by a score of 4-0. Here's the pitch to Al, and a pop-up on the right side of the infield. Very easy play for Quillacy. Calling off Killebrew, Frank moving just a few steps out into shallow right field, makes the catch, and that's going to be all for Newman and the 87 Twins in the third inning. No runs, two hits. Started strong with back-to-back base hits, but Mudcat Grant holds the 87 Twins at bay. They fail to score. They leave their first two base runners of the game. The end of three, 65 Twins full, 87 Twins nothing.
Well, those four runs scored by the 1965 Twins are looking bigger, of course, as each inning goes by. They batted around in the first inning and knocked out Bert Blyleven, who was charged with all four of the runs. Jimmy Hall hitting an upper deck home run, and Tony Oliva also drove in a run in that inning with a hard hit ball into right field. A big argument at the plate on the call when Valdespino slid in, but he was ruled safe. And so it was a big inning, and still standing up now, 4-0, the 1965 Twins leading as they get ready to bat here against Niekro, who has done an excellent job in relief of Bert Blyleven.
John? Indeed he has, Herb. He's really settled down 2 2/3 innings, and he's given up only two hits so far. Zoilo Versailles will lead off. He's batting in the number 7 spot in the order. Had a base hit in his first at bat. He is now 3-for-4 in this Dream Series. Zoilo having a good series so far. Niekro's first pitch is a knuckleball for a strike in the outside corner. No balls and one strike to count. 4-0, 65 Twins leading. If they win this game, they'll tie the series at one each in the Dream Series between the 87 Twins and the 65 Twins. Here's a knuckleball fouled away rather weakly by Zoilo, and it'll be a count of no balls and two strikes. Niekro has struck out three thus far. He got Bob Allison swinging in the third inning, Rich Rollins swinging in the second inning, and he struck out Quillacy in the first inning for the final out. Here's a high knuckleball, one ball, two strikes to count to Zoilo Versailles. Leadoff batter in the top half of the fourth. And Joe Niekro into the line, and here's the pitch, and a fastball for strike three. Oh, he fooled him on that one. Zoilo was certainly looking for that knuckleball, and Joe Niekro, every once in a while, he'll slip that fastball in there. He did it to Zoilo, and he got just frozen in his footsteps there, standing watching called strike three. Four strikeouts now for Joe Niekro.
I noticed that Billy Martin has been kind of yelling out at Joe Niekro, and I think he's kind of indicated to Greg Koss, the plate umpire, they want to check some of the baseballs. And I think this is sort of a psychological ploy on the part of Billy Martin. He knows that Joe Niekro throws a knuckleball, but I think he's just doing whatever he can to upset Niekro out there.
Plus, the fact, too, Billy took quite a bit of heat from the writers after first game when he sent the what he felt would be the tying run home, and it was the last out of the game. Howard Sinker and Greg Wong, the beat writers for the 87 Twins, along with Tom Breyer, Arnold Gothel, and Sid Hartman. They were all chatting with Billy afterwards, and I understand, I've heard that it's strictly rumor, that Billy and Sid Hartman had words following the discussion about the play at the plate and why Billy sent the runner home.
Yeah, I guess Sid and Billy, of course, have been pretty close and gotten along well together. I think maybe Sid didn't phrase the question exactly the way Billy thought it should have been.
Well, Jimmy Hall was nipped, and of course, Billy's been one to known to go after the scribes anyway. And of course, this checking of Joe Niekro here by Billy Martin is another area that Billy wants to try to show his one-upmanship. Earl Batty stepping in with a count of one strike. Niekro's first pitch was in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Earl, in his first at bat, drove in a run with a single to left field. That was the first batter that Niekro faced back in the first inning. And the pitch, a strike, and it'll be a count of no balls and two strikes now to Earl Batty. 0-2 the count, one away. Nobody on. 65 Twins batting and leading by a score of 4-0. Now Batty waiting that 0-2 pitch, and here's a bouncer hit to short. Two hopper to Greg Gagne. Easy play for Gags. Relaying on to Kent Herbeck at first, and that's going to be two away. Joe Niekro settling in. He's pitching well. He gave up that hit to Batty, and since that time, he's allowed only one base runner, Harmon Killebrew, a leadoff double in the third, and then Killer was out trying to move from second to third in a fly ball to deep left field. Quillacy stepping in. He's out on a strikeout in his first at bat. And there's two down, nobody on. Here's the first pitch to Quillacy, and it is hit in the air to shallow center field. Kirby coming on, waving everybody away. The puckster waiting for this one, and he's got it. And it is a 1-2-3 inning for Joe Niekro, his second of his release stint thus far. So the 65 Twins go down in order. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. And in Dream Series Game 2, 65 Twins leading over the 87 Twins 4-0.
Well, Joe Niekro continues to mow down the 1965 Twins. The Twins, the 65 Twins, of course, have had some experience batting against the knuckleballs, notably Hoyt Wilhelm, who probably has one of the best knuckleballs ever thrown in the major leagues. But I don't care who it is, if they've got a knuckleball and it's working real well, it's hard to hit because of its unpredictability, for one thing. And Joe Niekro seems to have real good command of that butterfly pitch, and he has really mowed it. Twins down. He's allowed only the one base runner since he relieved Blylevin in the first inning. Here we go now to the bottom of the fourth.
Kirby Puckett will lead it off. Kirby in his first at bat out on a fly ball to center fielder Jimmy Hall. And he is 0 for 1. Kirby on the very first offering from Mudcat Grant. Here's a fastball swung on and a solid single to right field. Kirby starts the fourth with a base hit. Now that's the third straight inning that the 87 Twins have started off with a base hit. They now have a total of four hits in the game, but they've not been able to get around against Jim Mudcat Grant, and it's 4-0. The right-hander Grant still holding with the shutout. Kirby with his fourth hit of the series. He was 3-for-5 in game one of the Dream Series. The single to center field, to right field, right center field, and it's a leadoff single. Ken Herbeck stepping in, facing Mudcat Grant, and the first pitch, a curve, is across for strike, no balls, and one strike the count. 0-1 to Herbeck, who had a single back in the second inning. He singled over second base in the right center field. And the pitch, another curve that's across, and it'll be no balls and two strikes the count. So Herbeck quickly in the hole here against Mudcat Grant as the 87 Twins trying to get a rally started. They had one they felt started in the third inning with back-to-back singles by Brunansky and Gagne, but the runners did not advance. And the pitch, a high fastball, 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. Mudcat Grant, 21-game winner. He appeared in 41 games in the 65 season, pitching 270 innings. Well, that's almost unheard of today to have a pitcher pitch 270 innings in a season. And the pitch, a curve is low, 2-2 the count. 4-0, 65 Twins leading as Ken Herbeck bats with Puckett at first and nobody out. And Mudcat Grant into the line. Here's the delivery, a fastball, strike three call. Oh, Herbeck did not like that call from plate umpire Jim Cost. And Mudcat Grant has his second strikeout of his outing. He slipped one past Herbeck there, and Kent dragged, walking back to the dugout, upset with the call from Greg Koss. So the leadoff batter, Puckett, still at first. Herbeck is out, and it's going to be Gary Gaetti stepping in with one away. And the first pitch to Gaetti, who in his first at bat bounced to a double play, 6-4-3, is high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count to Gary Gaetti. Mudcat Grant wasting little time. He's ready. He normally stays ahead of the hitter, but he's behind Gaetti. Here's a curve that misses outside. And two balls and no strikes to count. Well, many of the faithful, over 55,000 standing and cheering, waving their homer hankies, trying to get the 87 Twins on the board. They trail 4-0. Pitch to Gaetti. Here's a line drive and a foul down the left field line. Boy, Gaetti got out ahead of that pitch, lined it down near the bullpen area. He got good wood on it. Two balls and one strike to count. Well, Gaetti stepping in there. He had a home run in game one, a two-run homer that sparked the 5-4 87 Twins win in game one of this dream series. Here's a pitch to Gary, a 2-2 delivery, fastball swung on, hit very high, deep to left field, way back is Allison. He's on the warning track, and he's got room and makes the catch. Oh, boy, some anxious moments there. Looked like Gary Gaetti might have one, but a deep and very high fly ball caught by Allison in left field for out number two. So two-way, and Puckett, who opened the inning with a solid single to right, is still at first base, and Randy Bush, the designated hitter, stepping in, struck out his first at bat. Here's the first pitch to Randy. It's a ball high and wide, one ball and no strikes the count. 4-0, 65 Twins leading. Randy Bush, the batter, left-handed hitter. And here's the pitch to Randy, and there's a line drive and a base hit to right field. Puckett's going to move on to second base. He'll stop there. Makes a small turn, but quickly up with the ball. Right fielder Tony Oliva, and he relays it into second base. Puckett getting back to the bag in time. Randy Bush delivers with a single to right field. And the 87 Twins still have some hope here in the fourth inning, trailing 4-0. Runners at first and second. And two-way, and Tom Brunansky stepping in. Bruno in his first at bat, a single into center field. He's 1-for-1. It was his first hit of the Dream Series. He's now 1-for-5. The pitch is high for ball, one ball, and no strikes. Tom Brunansky batting with two-way, two on. The 87 Twins trying to get on the board. They trail 4-0. Here's the pitch to Brunansky, and a high foul back behind home plate. It's going to be out of play, and it'll be a count of no balls and two strikes the count. 0-2 the count. Mudcat Grant bearing down here in the fourth. He's pitched a strong game so far. He's given up 5 hits, and all of them have been singles. He's not given up an extra base hit as yet. Here's the 0-2 delivery, a swing and a miss, strike 3. Tom Brunansky is down. 2 strikeouts for Mudcat Grant in the fourth inning. 3 total now in the 87 Twins. No runs, 2 hits, and 2 left on. In the last 3 innings, the 87 Twins have 5 base hits, but they failed to move a runner as far as third base. At the end of 4 innings of play, Dream Series Game 2. It's the 87 Twins trailing the 65 Twins 4-0. Well, Herb, I don't know about you, but I had a lot of trouble coming into the Metrodome from the southern part of the Twin Cities today from Apple Valley. The downtown is just crazy. Even coming in early and getting ready for the game, it's, of course, important for us to be here early, but coming in late afternoon before this night game, traffic snarled and fans blowing horns. It's like it's the end of the Dream Series rather than just game two of the series. I've never seen downtown like this.
Really, you talk about a World Series atmosphere, and I think this goes to one better. Everybody carrying banners, and it seems like waving them and yelling, as you mentioned, and talking about their favorite ball players and who's going to win this Dream Series.
That's the biggest kick out of that big sign on the IDS building coming in. It said, "Go 87 Twins," all lit up coming in tonight. It really was a sparkling sign effort by the folks at the IDS building. Let's get ahead to the fifth inning now at a 4-0, 65 Twins lead over the 87 Twins, and Val DiSpino leading off for the third time in this game facing Joe Niekro. Here's her.
I'm waiting to see what the Foshea Towers going to do for the 65 Twins now.
They'll come up with something original, I'm sure.
Okay, here's Sandy at the plate, and he takes a call strike just on the outside corner from Joe Niekro. Sandy is single to right, and he is grounded to short. He was the guy on that play at the plate in the first inning where they thought they had him, but he was called safe on the base hit to right by Tony Oliva to give the 65 Twins a 1-0 lead. Takes outside a ball. 1-1 now. Rich Rollins on deck, and then Tony Oliva due up. 65 Twins with four runs and six hits. Five of those hits in the first inning as Valdespino swings at the high pop-up off to the left. And that one's going to drift over into the third base seats. One ball and two strikes to count now to Valdespino. Sandy, the designated hitter in this ball game. And again, the designated hitter will be used here at the Metrodome, but they won't use it at Metropolitan Stadium. The pitchers will bat when games are played there. And the pitch is a knuckle swung on and missed, and Joe Niekro continues to baffle the 65 Twins with that knuckleball. That's his fifth strikeout since he came on. One away here in the top of the fifth inning. It'll bring up Rollins. Richie with a sacrifice bunt, a 1-4 putout in the first inning, and he struck out in the second. Takes the first pitch low and outside from Joe Niekro. One ball and no strikes. 4-0, the 65 Twins lead in the top of the fifth with one out and nobody on. Joe Niekro is Laudner's sign. End of the motion, and here's the pitch, and Rollins swings, hits a ground ball to the right side, right at Al Newman. He digs it out, throws it on over to Herbeck for the out. 4-3 the play to retire Rollins, two up and two down. And boy, you can't believe the job that Joe Niekro is doing in this ballgame. He's committed only one base runner. Killebrew's leadoff double in the third inning. It's coming on with two out in the first. He actually gave up a hit to Earl Batty, the first man he faced, but in the second, third, fourth, and through two men here in the fifth inning, he's allowed only the one base runner, Killebrew, in the third inning. And the pitch to Tony Oliva is high, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Tony with a run scoring single in the first and a line drive out to Tom Brunansky in the second inning. Tony so far 3-for-6 in the series. He swings and hits a smash foul outside of first base. One ball and one strike to Tony Oliva. Tony O, the first man ever to win batting titles his first 2 years in the major leagues. Winning it this year with an average of .321 despite a badly swollen finger on his right hand. And the pitch by Niekro is swung on. Here's a ground ball and a diving stop by Herbeck at first base near the bag, and he'll make the play himself. Nice diving grab towards the line by Kent Herbeck, and an unassisted put out to retire the side. And Niekro now has retired the last eight batters to face him in the game. And at the end of four and a half, it's the 65 Twins 4, the 87 Twins nothing.
Well, that was a very nice visit by Prince during the half inning. We had hoped that we might have an opportunity to interview Prince during the broadcast here this evening, but he had to run for another commitment. He's visiting a number of the Sky Boxes, celebrity boxes here, and having an opportunity to talk to many of his friends. Quite interesting. Our engineer, Pat Swift, had a picture of Prince and asked him to autograph it, which he did, and he asked him to autograph it to Betty. And we were kidding Swifty there for just a moment, but he said it was his sister's daughter that he autographed it for. You believe that or not, Herb? I don't know. Huh?
I don't think so.
Well, Swifty, anyway, got an autographed picture of Prince for his collection, or for Betty's collection, and we'll see what happens here. Hopefully he'll be back to visit with us perhaps during the rest of the broadcast. Let's get to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Maybe we can get him one an autograph from Bob Prince at the Pirates announcer.
Wouldn't be worth as much though, Herb.
You never know with Bob Prince though.
That's true.
All right, here we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Greg Gagne will lead it off. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Mudcat Grant, who has given up five hits, no walks, and he has struck out three. Mudcat into the wind and delivers, and Gagne swings, and there's a drive out to center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne with a line single to center, and he's hot in the series now. Gags has had four hits and seven at-bats, and it'll bring up Tim Laudner. Tim 2-for-5 in the series. He flies to left in the third inning. Gagne on first base. Nobody out here in the last half of the fifth inning. Batty going out to have a quick word with Mudcat Grant. He did not give up a hit in the first inning, and actually he has now given up five hits, you could say, in the last two innings, because he gave up two in the third, two in the fourth, and the leadoff hit here in the fifth inning. As Tim Laudner steps up with Gagne on first base and nobody out, and Grant out of the set, delivers the curveball outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes to Tim Laudner. Batting number 9 in the order. Tim with a batting average of just .191 during the season. With 16 home runs, he averaged over two bases on each hit that he had during the season. And Grant's fastball is a little bit low for ball two. 2-0 the count. Ball 2-0 strikes. One of the few times that Grant has actually been behind a hitter in the ball game is Dan Gladden. waits on deck. Robin Killebrew holding with Gagne at first base. So nobody out. Grant has the sign. Now the set by Mudd. And the pitch, it is swung on by Laudner. And there's a high drive out to deep left field. This has a chance. Way back. Allison on the wall. Leaps. Can't get it. And it is a home run for Tim Laudner. Laudner with a home run into the left field seats to cut the 65 Twins lead to 4-2. Bob Allison trying to climb up the left field wall there. But that ball was well back into the left field seats. He actually had no chance at all to catch it, but he never gave up on it. And Tim Laudner has drilled a two-run homer here. And that is Laudner's third hit in six at-bats in this series. So the number 8 and 9 batters for the 87 Twins are really swinging hot bats. And it looks like, John, that the 87 Twins are beginning to catch up a little bit here with Mudcat Grant.
Well, the Mudster has really had some troubles here, giving leadoff base hits in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings. And you have to think that you can just go to the well so many times. Sam Mealy now looking down toward his bullpen, although nobody is warming up at the moment. But Mudcat Grant is starting to be hit around quite a bit here. 7 hits now for the 87 Twins, and they had 12 hits in the opening game of Dream Series Game 1 yesterday. So they've really been hitting the ball well against this pitching staff.
And Gladden swings on the first pitch and pops one high off to the right. Moving over is Killebrew, but he is not going to have room. It drops in the first base seats. One strike now to Dan Gladden, who has grounded a third and hit into a force out. He hit that little number back to Grant in the third inning. He's been on first and second, and one out, and Grant Gamble went to third base and nipped Tom Bernanski on a close force play at third base. And Gladden takes the next pitch low for a ball, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike to Dan Gladden. Al Newman on deck, nobody out. As Mudcat Grant swings into the windup, and the pitch by Gladden, he swings and he misses at the curveball. One ball and two strikes to count. Seven hits now for the 87 Twins, but no walks given up by Mudcat Grant. As he swings into the windup and delivers to Gladden, another curve swung on and missed, and he struck him out. Got him with a good curveball, and Grant notches his fourth strike out of the game. One down here in the 87 Twins fifth inning. And Al Newman will be the batter. Newman, who has bounced to second and popped out to Frank Quillacy at second base. Batting left-handed here against right-hander Mudcat Grant. And the pitch is swung on by Newman, and he loops it down the right field line. It is a fair ball just inside the line. Rolling across the line now, being chased by Leland Newman on his way to second, and he will hold with a double. Al Newman looping one down the right field line for a two-base hit. The pinch runner at second base, and now we'll get the tying run to the plate now for the 87 Twins. Kirby Puckett will be coming up. Mudcat Grant now has given up his eighth hit of the ballgame. Again, Earl Batty goes out to have a quick word with his pitcher. They get some action now out of the 65 bullpen as Grant has given up 3 hits, including a double and a home run in this inning. And the pitch to Puckett is a curveball over for a strike, 0-1. Kirby 4-for-7 in the series, 1-for-2 in this one, with that single to right in the fourth inning. Jim Merritt, I believe, is going to start the warm-up now for the 1965 Twins, the left-hander, Jim Merritt. As Mudcat checks his run, and Newman at second base delivers to Puckett. A fastball swung on and drilled out into the gap in right center field. This is going to be extra bases. Al Newman will score. The ball tracked down out there by Jimmy Hall. And Puckett is going to stay at second with a double. And it's now 4-3, 65 Twins. As Kirby Puckett red hot in the series with his fifth hit and 8 at bats. A double to right center to score. Al Newman with the third run of the inning. So now the tying run is on second. And Johnny Sain is going out to have a talk here with Mudcat Grant, who has been hit hard in the last, well, you could say the last two and a fraction innings. He breezed through the first